The resurrection of Jesus. At the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the wife of Cleopas, came to see the tomb where they'd put the body of Jesus. And there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord came down from heaven and rolled the stone from the entrance and sat on it. His face was like lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. And for fear of him, the Roman or Jewish guards trembled and ran away as if they were dead men. But the angel spoke to the women and said, "Don't fear. I know that you're seeking Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He has risen as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord lay. Now, go quickly and tell his disciples that he's risen from the dead and he's going ahead of you into Galilee, and you'll see him there." They ran quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy to tell the good news to his disciples. And as they went to tell them, Jesus himself met them, saying, "All hail." And they came and held Jesus by the feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't be frightened. Go and tell my brothers to go into Galilee, and there they'll see me." On that same day, two of Jesus' disciples went to the village called Emmaus, which was near to Jerusalem. They talked together about all the things that had happened, and while they were reasoning with each other, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but they didn't recognize him. Jesus said to them, "What are you talking about as you walk along and are so sad?"
"It's like such close friends didn't recognize each other."
"Well, that's because they just were so sad and they couldn't get over it that Jesus had died."
"And because when you die, they said, if you love God, you resurrect from the dead."
"That's right, and that's exactly what happened to Jesus. So he said to them,
loved his Father in heaven."
"That's right. So he said to them, 'Why are you so sad?' And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, said, 'Are you only a stranger in Jerusalem? Haven't you heard about the great things that have happened in these days?' Jesus said to them, 'What things?' They said, 'The things about Jesus of Nazareth, a prophet mighty in works and words before God and the people, and how our rulers and chief priests condemned him to death and got him crucified. But we had hoped that he was the man who would lead Israel. And even worse, this is the third day since these things were done. And some women astonished us by telling us that they went to the tomb where he'd been buried and they saw a vision of angels who told them that he was alive. Some of us went to the tomb and found it was, as the women had said, it was open. But him they did not see." Then Jesus said to them, "O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them from all the scriptures all the things about himself. And as they came near to the village Emmaus where they were going, Jesus made out as if he was going to walk on. But they begged him, saying, 'Stay with us the night, for it's evening and the day is far spent.' So he went in and he sat with them to eat. And as he was eating, he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they knew him, that it was Jesus. And then he disappeared out of their sight. They said one to another, 'Didn't our hearts burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us?' They ran back to Jerusalem the same hour and found the 11 gathered together. And they said, 'The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon.'" That's Peter. "And they, in turn, told what had happened to them on the way to Emmaus and how Jesus had become known to them in breaking bread."
"Now, running all the way back from another town would be a quite exhausting job."
"And they did it," that's right, "they did it because they were so thrilled that Jesus had risen. And we believe that Jesus has risen, and it's for us to run and take that good news to other people." Well, as they were all speaking, the two disciples who went to Emmaus trying to tell the others, "Yes, we've seen Jesus," and the 11 disciples saying, "Yes, he has risen and he's appeared to Simon," Jesus himself stood in the middle of them and said to them, "Peace be to you." But they were frightened and thought they'd seen a ghost, and he said to them, "Why are you troubled? Why do these thoughts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself." And he would have shown them the marks in his hands and feet where the nails had been. "Handle me and see," he said, "for a ghost doesn't have flesh and bones as you see me have." While they still did not believe for joy, he said to them, "Do you have any food here?" They gave him a piece of a boiled fish and honeycomb. He ate it in front of them, that was to show them that he was real. And he said to them, "These are the words which I told you while I was still with you. And it had to be that all things that were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and psalms about me had to be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. He told them that thus it has been written that it was necessary for the Christ, the Messiah, to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sin should be preached among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, and you are witnesses of these things. But Thomas, who was one of the 12, called Didymus, wasn't with them when Jesus came. The disciples said to him, "We've seen the Lord." But Thomas said, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side." As you remember, the spear gash had gone into his side, and blood and water had come out. He said, "Unless I see that and do that, I won't believe." Well, after 8 days, the disciples were again in the room, and this time Thomas was with them. They'd shut the doors for fear of the Jews. But then Jesus came to them and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be unto you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach out your finger and touch my hands, because the marks of the nails in his hands were big enough to put your finger in. And reach your hand here, not your finger, but your hand, and thrust it into my side. That's where the head of the spear had been. And do not be faithless, but believe."
Now that would have, I think, quite hurt.
Well, it hurt when it happened to Jesus, but now he was risen from the dead.
But maybe it would hurt, it still would have hurt when he put his fingers and hand in.
Well, it might have done, but I expect that Jesus was quite different to how he'd been when he was mortal, when it came to that sort of thing about pain. And Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Now that doesn't mean that Jesus is God, it's just that they use the word God to mean a mighty one, a great one. Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you've seen me, you've believed. Blessed are they who have not seen, yet have believed." And that's us. We haven't seen, but we believe that these things happened. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. Peter had said to some of the disciples, "I'm going fishing," and they said, "We'll go with you." So they were fishing all night long, and they caught nothing. When the morning came, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples didn't know that it was Jesus, and he called out to them, "Young people, do you have any food?" "No," they answered him. Then he told them, "Cast your net on the right side of the boat and you'll get plenty of fish." So they cast their net on the right side of the boat, and they were not able to draw the net because of the multitude of fish. So John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, said to Peter, "It's the Lord." And when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he wrapped his fisher's coat around him because he was naked and threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in a little boat, for they weren't far from land, and they dragged the net filled with fish. But as soon as they'd come to land, they saw a fire of coals there with fish already laid on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring the fish that you have caught." Peter pulled the net to land full of 153 great fishes, and although there were so many, their net was not broken. What that means is that if you go out and fish and preach the gospel, somehow you'll always manage physically to do the job. The net will not break.
It just shows how kind Jesus was. How kind he was of getting breakfast for them. So kind.
That's right. He knew they'd been working all night and would be so disappointed. And he cooked breakfast for them. This is after he's risen from the dead. So you see how humble he was. So Jesus said to them, "Come and dine." They all knew it was the Lord, but they daren't ask him, "Who are you?" So Jesus took the bread that was lying there and gave it to them, and the fish likewise. This was the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he had risen from the dead.
It was just like feeding the 5,000 with bread and fish.
Yeah, they would have remembered that and realised that it's this same Jesus. And as we read in Hebrews, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.